Some people worry about overdoing the church work. But what is church work? It goes far beyond the ward and the stake. In fact, it includes every stewardship in our lives. Believing that our temporal work is not part of our church work is a false paradigm. It's a social concept that comes from the scarcity mentality and causes people to compartmentalize their lives. In a letter to priesthood leaders throughout the United States dated January 15, 1998, the first presidency of the church encouraged the saints to be involved in their communities. They stated, "We wish to reiterate the divine counsel that members should be anxiously engaged in a good cause and do many things of their own free will and bring to pass much righteousness while using gospel principles as a guide and while cooperating with other like-minded individuals. We urge members of the church to be full participants in political, governmental, and community affairs." Close quote. Clearly, the Lord is interested in having us contribute all that we can to the good of the world. This cannot be done if we limit our activities to the confines of church programs. At one time, I was working with several stakes of the church to find a regional welfare advisor. I spoke with one stake president about a man who seemed very well qualified for the calling. The stake president said, "Well, he's a very good man, but the problem is that he doesn't come out to the stake welfare farm on Saturdays when the rest of us are there." I asked what the man did on Saturdays and learned that he sold real estate. I said, "Oh, you mean he's on his family welfare farm?" The stake president wasn't sure what I meant, so I asked him, "Which do you think would be the greater neglect, the stake welfare farm or his family welfare farm? He can probably do both, but if he feels that he needs to give his energies to the family welfare farm on Saturdays, he can come to the stake welfare farm on a different day. His profession is real estate, and that's his family welfare farm. The Lord has said that if any provide not for his own, and specially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." We should be involved in many welfare activities, but the family welfare farm is a higher obligation. Several years ago at a large regional meeting, President Gordon B. Hinckley was asked a question about our priorities in life, and he basically said that under God we should put our families first, then our employment, and then our ward and state callings. For several years, I accompanied general authorities to state conferences when they called new state presidencies. As they conducted the interviews that are part of that process, I noticed that they always felt it was important that these men were taking care of their families and their temporal affairs and had good reputations for doing so, because they were setting an example for the entire stake. President Harold B. Lee taught that, quote, "learning by faith requires the bending of the whole soul through worthy living to become attuned to the Holy Spirit of the Lord," unquote. Such faithfulness is perhaps even more urgently needed today as we see the world becoming increasingly ripened in wickedness and evil. President Boyd K. Packer, speaking to the J. Reuben Clark Law Society in a worldwide broadcast from the conference center in February 2004, stated, "The world is spiraling downward at an ever-quickening pace. I am sorry to tell you it will not get better. I know of nothing in the history of the church or in the history of the world to compare with our present circumstances. Nothing happened in Sodom and Gomorrah which exceeds the wickedness and depravity which surrounds us now." He goes on, "Sodom and Gomorrah was localized. It is now spread across the world wherever the church is. The first line of defense, the home, is crumbling. Surely you can see what the adversary is about. We are now exactly where the prophets warned we would be." President Packer went on to enumerate the long lists of vices from 2 Timothy 3 that the Apostle Paul warned would afflict the people in the last days, saying check after each one. The implications of this frightening picture for the family are startling indeed. However, a few months later in General Conference, President Packer stated, "The moral values upon which civilization itself must depend spiral downward at an ever-increasing pace. Nevertheless, I do not fear the future." He went on to say, "If you will accept it in your mind and cradle it in your feelings, a knowledge of the restored gospel and a testimony of Jesus Christ can spiritually immunize your children. One thing is very clear, the safest place and the best protection against the moral and spiritual diseases is a stable home and family." This has always been true. It will be true forever. We must keep that foremost in our minds. Close quote.
This is the end of the fourth CD. Please continue listening on CD number 5.